The Alex Rupp Fishing Podcast is powered by X2 batteries. If you demand the most out of your battery, whether it's lithium or AGM, whether you're in a kayak or a boat, you need to check out X2 Power Batteries, making the best batteries in the business and keeping up with all the demands that us as anglers have while we're out on the water. Go to x2powerbatteries.com to check out the full battery selection.
Yeah, baby. Wonder if all my bad decisions get accounted in the algorithms. No statistician could dissuade me from my bigger vision. I know my occupation's quite an unlikely place in this world to occupy and talk about upon a daily basis. Our information's predetermined by some biased business. We island sermon to Silicon that push out lovely neighbors. I'm done with paper chasing, think I'm
ladies
and
gentlemen, boys and girls, circle, I'm excited. I'm real excited. I'm always excited to do a podcast. I'm always excited to do a live stream because I always got cool people on. Because that's what this podcast is. A lot of people, I actually had the question asked me tonight. They're like, Alex, what's your podcast about? I'm like, well, my podcast is about whatever I want it to be about because that's what I've made it. And I always have like the coolest people on and people I really, really like. But tonight.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's a great question. It's mostly Sean. You're pretty cool, Justin. I mean, you're all right. But Sean, you know, we could probably kick him out at any time. It's not like he.
We'll do that.
Yeah. But anyway, no, we're here though. We're here, and we're here with who I am now going to start referring to as the champ, and who I think everybody should refer to as the champ, because we have the 2024 Bassmaster Classic champion. I love to see the smile creep across your face every time somebody says it, buddy. Just
I can't not smile.
I love it.
Crazy,
dude. Let me tell you something. I'll be totally honest. Like, I don't get super excited like watching weigh-ins, but when you won the classic, I'm not joking. Me and Bethany, my mom, everybody was cheering because we were just like, I was like, that's my dude right there. And I was like, if anybody deserved it, it was you, bro. Like, it did my heart pure joy to see that happen. I am so proud of you and so proud for you. I can't even describe it. And I know you've been asked this like 10,000 times, but what does it feel like? Just give me like a brief, like what's it feel like, bro?
Ooh, dude, it's so hard to explain. Like, it's just like, I've wanted this so bad for so long. And it's like, almost seems like that unattainable goal almost. And it's like, okay, I did it. Did I really do it? Like, I keep looking over at the trophy. Like, it just goes everywhere with me now. Awesome. But, like, it's still just unreal.
That's awesome, buddy.
I mean, and it's very, very busy.
Oh, yeah.
People want to talk to me now for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, this is something, you know, it's maybe just a little bit of a big deal. They want. And here's what, I was going to go ahead and knock this out of the way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was a Mega Bass Vision 110 Plus One, and Matt Shad, he did it in a Falcon boat fueled by a Yamaha outboard with X2 power batteries all in the back, and he did it on Halo rods with some American Baitworks stuff thrown in there somewhere. Did I get it all covered?
That was great. I didn't say the jerk bait.
You didn't say the jerk bait. I did. Okay, so just putting that out there. Yeah. Okay, good. That's all. I was going to
get. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Knock it out.
Yeah, I was just going to knock that out of the way because, like, Hamner called earlier, Sean, and he said, what are we going to talk about? And I was like, bro, I'm going to ask you all the same, like, 20 questions everybody else has asked you. I was like, no, we're just going to hang out. We're just going to talk. Like, yeah.
I keep changing it on everybody. Just like, so if you're going to watch all the podcasts, yeah, like all 212 of them I've done, it's going to be different answers. So figure out what's true.
You just start making up stuff at one point. So what jerkbait did you use? Man, I was using this Mexican bait.
I didn't even throw a jerkbait. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Jerkbait. Yeah, it was all AI. That was all AI. He never actually threw a jerkbait. It was all AI, folks. It was all AI. But no, yeah. So we're here with Justin, obviously. He's the star of the show, right? The champ down here, as we're going to refer to him. But we also have mine and Justin's good friend, Mr. Sean. Sean, how are you, sir?
Doing wonderful.
Good. I'm glad. I don't have as cool of an intro for you. I'm sorry. I mean, we could call you like...
Not a chance.
Oh, wait. I got it. The 2024 Badass of the Year Award winner, Sean Budiak. How are you doing, sir? Is that good?
What did you do to deserve that?
Yep, that works.
Pay our bills. Back to you back. Sit down there and okay. Shut up, Justin. Anyway, go on, Sean.
Classic championship.
Hey, that is pretty badass. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, it is. That is cool. That is cool. 2 years in a row, X2's been in the been a classic champion in a way. Like that's yep. interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Add Drew Gregory to the mix too.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
The kayak championship.
Yeah, Drew went and
switched. So basically, I think just buy X2 power batteries because it's too much of what does it.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Yeah. They got some magic powers in them or something like that.
They work.
No kidding.
That's why.
Yeah. No, like legitimately, I say this all the time. Sean, this is one of my favorite sayings. I say it to you often. No rah-rah bullshit. X2 power batteries actually work like really, really well. And it's not just like that we're sitting here with Sean and that we say things like that. I'm not joking. And Hamner, you could probably speak to this as well. For the past 3 years, I've been running those batteries 200 plus, almost 300 plus days a year on the water. I've had zero issues. Have you had any issues at all?
No. And I do have a funny story of why I'm even with X2. Yeah. I don't know. We might have told it. Whatever. Telling it.
Yeah, send it.
So it was like my first year in the Elite Series. And, you know, we're at the Classic. I'm having to do all this stuff. And I see the X2 booth. I was like, oh, dude. I was actually with one of my other sponsors, like the Bucket Bass sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Will. He's cool, dude. And I was like, oh, I want them. Like, that's what I use now. I need them. Yeah. And he's like, well, go talk to him. I'm like, I don't want to. He's just going to think I'm a high school kid. But anyway, so went up and, you know, introduced myself, talked to Sean, obviously super cool. And, but yeah, I started using, like I'd been using them. And whenever you get a company that you can actually work with, that I have been using because I know this is the best and this is what I want to use. And then you actually get to build that relationship. It's just, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. Then it's good people. And that's the best part.
You even approached our booth, the first booth we had, which now that I look back at that booth, it's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, you know, me having to have somebody walk me up there like a little school kid, just like, no, you can talk. I just like wrote a note and slid it to you.
it's like, hey,
Deck, yes or no. Yeah.
Hey, Sean, like, could you like maybe give me some batteries?
I think your quote was something like, I don't want to run batteries from Walmart now that I'm on the Elite Series or something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
it was perfect.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. I love it. I always tell everybody, and Jacob Gillum from Gunpowder always tells this story. The first time we ever got on a call about me working with X2, I still worked as a teacher. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, like how to work a full-time job while I do this content creation thing and full-time as well. And I sat down and it's like 6 o'clock in the evening. And I go, hey, I'm going to eat some dinner while we do this call because I'm hungry and I don't have any other time to do it. And Jacob was like, at that moment, I knew you were our guy. And I sat there and ate pizza throughout the whole entire call with him, just like talking. Cause you know, you get shit done when you can get stuff done. I mean, that's just it. But listen, I'm so glad you boys are here. We're going to have some fun tonight. We got to get some stuff out of the way though first. Cause Sean, this will tell you how good of a dude Sean is and why I love him so much. He texted me. He said, hey, let's do a fundraiser Friday night. And I was like, psh, you got it, bro. That's what I love to do. This is like my favorite thing to do. And as you guys always know, we're going to raise money for the Pump Foundation. And if you guys don't know what the Pump Foundation is, Hamner, I don't think I've ever told you about it, but it's really cool, man. It's a foundation that I've been working with for a long time. And before my dad passed away with cancer, it was his dying wish that I help Punt Foundation grow and do whatever we could to raise money for the Punt Foundation. So what the Punt Foundation is, it's a pediatric cancer foundation. And what's crazy about pediatric cancer is when kids get diagnosed with cancer, I forgot what the exact statistic is, but it's a majority of the time, one or more of the parents quit their job so that they can just go to all the appointments, go to, you know, every chemotherapy and everything with their kids. Well, what happens is, let's say you got two parents that make $60,000 a year together and one of them quits their job. They drop down to half of that income, you know what I mean? Or 2/3 of that income. And it's just things like gas back and forth to chemotherapy, food while you're traveling, because some people have to travel hours to get medical care. I mean, you know, we're really lucky here in Tennessee. I got hospitals all around us, but like Hamner, I know you probably in Alabama, the nearest hospital may be a long way away, or Sean, same with you. And so people like things like gas, groceries, food, and then things like if an air condition goes out or a tire blows on a car, those can be huge, major expenses. And so what Pump Foundation does is it works to help alleviate those expenses of families of children who are battling pediatric cancer. And you would be amazed. You think, is that really that big a deal? But a tire being replaced on a car, the car that they take their kid to chemotherapy with, can be a freaking life altering event for some people. And so that's what we love to do. And so X2 stepped up, and they've stepped up in a big way, because this thing doesn't even come out till the 15th. So that's cool. So you're going to have a chance to win something 10 days before it comes out. But this is it. I've been playing with it. You guys can probably see the scratches all over the front of it because I've been taking it everywhere I go with me and powering everything that I've got. And Bethany has been taking it everywhere so she can work from the boat. But this is the brand new X2 power station. This is the 300 watt version. And this thing's really cool because you've got AC out, you've got USB, USB-C. You guys can do cigarette lighter and it will power all of that stuff. Sean, I forgot what all the exact things are, but I know it can do a phone like what? Like 13 times or something like that, or even more than that. It's absolutely insane what this thing can do, but it's portable power, and this is what we're giving away tonight. And so the way that we do that is through a raffle. And so I got a website link down below in the description. I'm going to have Bethany throw it over in the comments as well. It's alexredfishing.com. Go over there, donate. Every $1 that you donate is one entry into the raffle. So like if you donate 20 bucks, that's 20 entries in the raffle to win this power station right there, and every bit of that money 100% goes to the Pump Foundation. And the reason we run it through my website is because one time we did it through YouTube and YouTube took 70% of our profit, and so we quit doing that and we run it through our website. And while after we're done and everything, if you've never done an Alex Red Fishing raffle, I provide a total proof of all the money that was raised. I donated to the Pump Foundation, then I'll post the receipt on YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff, so we've got all of that like proof that it's there and I did what I said I was going to do with it. But yeah, I'll remind you guys of that a little bit later on in the show, but we just had to get that out of the way. Sean, thank you. That's really cool. I can't wait till we raise a bunch of money for Pump Foundation, dude. No, yeah, absolutely. So,
well, thanks for even today. Thanks.
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. I think we got a little bit of a delay.
Keep going, Alex.
Yeah. No,
yeah, I'm kicking my kid off the internet right now. He's playing Fortnite. I think it's screwing me up. Keep going. I'll jump in.
Okay, you're good. So, Justin.
This isn't awkward.
This is not awkward. Long pauses in podcasts are not awkward at all. It's exactly what you want. It actually is very enthralling when we have long pauses in podcasts.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it. I'm just mad that you got that before I did.
Hey, buddy. Like, it's what happens when you're special, bro.
Gosh, I need a beard.
Yeah, you do. You need a beard, and you need an awesome wife that just follows you around with a camera and takes pictures of you, makes you look cool. I mean, you get those two things, and you're killing it, bro.
She does, but they're all of my butt,
dude. Well,
you just post nothing but butt pictures.
There is a space for that on the internet. I mean, listen, I might subscribe to a Justin Hamner OnlyFans. That was just said while Sean got back on the live stream. But I would. Would you?
Things took a turn when you left, Sean.
Dude, it was a drastic 90-degree turn too. So we're
a little worried to listen to it after this.
Oh, bro. But Sean, you know, dude. I mean, I think I pretty much, you listen to almost all the podcasts because you're always texting me about things that were said in the podcast. And then sometimes I say things and I think, shit, Sean's probably going to listen to this, and then Batteries Plus is probably going to hear about it, and we're all going to get fired. But hey, here we are. We've made it this far, and we've not messed up too bad yet. So I think we're all right. Still on a delay.
There were a couple. There's been a couple along the way, but it's been good.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad. I can probably think in my own mind the few that stand out. But anyway.
Let's hear them.
Oh, dude. Well, the one time that I told the this is pretty funny. This is pretty funny. So I'm actually going to see this guy tomorrow. I'm going to see, you know who Bert Kreischer is, the comedian? Okay. No. So he's just a comedian. He's done a bunch of stuff, but he's hilarious. And he does this show called Two Bears, One Cave with another comedian named Tom Segura. And so him and Tom, both being rich as just all get out, buy each other extravagant birthday gifts every single year. Well, this past year, Tom bought Bert a teacup that was Hitler's teacup. Like, actually Hitler used it because Bert's like big into World War II history. So I pull up to the gas station one morning at like 4 o'clock. I've got this podcast that's blaring. Well, I got to put gas in the boat, not in the truck. So I just hop out, leave the truck running. And as it has the truck's running and this podcast is playing, this lady pulls up at the other gas pump away or on the other side of me. And Bert's going, dude, this is the coolest thing. This was Hitler's? Like Hitler, dude, that is so cool, man. I just love Hitler doing all that. And I'm just like, and the lady, I feel her like lean out around the gas pump and look at me and then just lean back. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I already look like, I mean, like people tell me all the time, they're like, actually, my buddy Larry Melton, I don't know if y'all know him, Sean, you might know him. He's like, first thing he said to me when he met me, he was like, dude, you look like a racist. I was like, what does that even mean, Larry? I was like, you can't just say things like that to people, bro. That's not right. But here we are. But anyway, enough about me.
Sean, you've got us quit going off of the podcast. It just straight downhill.
It's going in the...
I've got everyone off the internet now for some reason. It's been ridiculous. We'll see.
You're good, bro. We'll make it work. Well, I'm not worried about it. But anyway, Hamner, actually, Champ, the Champ. The Champ or Champ? What do you like better, the Champ or Champ?
Just call me something.
Just call you something. All right. Listen, Champ. So where are you right now, man? Because I don't see that beautiful painting that you normally have behind you of that flower that every time I've had you on before that you've had behind. Where are you? What are you doing?
Gosh, I'm traveling down to Florida. We have some tournament coming up.
Yeah.
Elite Series, whatever.
Something crap like that, yeah.
Yeah. I just left the Yamaha like headquarters in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Cool.
You take that boat through Atlanta traffic on at about 5:30 on a Friday.
Be tied up, son.
Hey, you got you something.
Oh, buddy.
I don't recommend that to my worst enemies.
No.
That is miserable.
Dude, especially with all the stickers, because people just like, they're like rubbernecking trying to figure out who and what you are. And so like, there's going to be somebody try to kill you at some point in Atlanta with their car with a boat behind you.
Yeah. And apparently every one of them hates me because if I put on a blinker, that just means like, oh, screw you. I'm coming up faster because they ain't going to let you over.
Oh, dude. I couldn't even imagine. I've taken a boat in some busy places, but never through Atlanta traffic at 5:30, dude. That has to be. I mean, like, are you okay? Like, do you need some, like, de-stressing moment?
A hug.
You need a hug and some breathing exercises?
Yes, bad.
Oh, that's hilarious. So how was the Yamaha headquarters? That sounds pretty cool.
It was really cool. That place is massive.
Yeah?
But, like, I'm so lucky to work with such good people. Yeah. Like, dude, it's pretty awesome. I mean, like, I walk in the door, you know, it's giant headquarters, and they're just like, people lined up down the hall and just like screaming and like, it's like, what do I do? I mean,
what do I do?
I'm as awkward as ever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like holding my trophy. It's like, okay, I don't like attention.
That's hilarious. That's what
it's good people.
Oh, absolutely, dude. It was funny. It was a video of you. I forgot. I think Bassmaster posted it and they were like bringing you in the conference room. You could just tell you were just like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Thank y'all. But I don't know what to do with my hands.
You gotta quit throwing me these like surprise party deals where everybody screams at me.
That's
like looking behind me like, who's coming? You know, I start screaming.
You start clapping for yourself.
Yeah, who is it? Like, let's go.
That's awesome, buddy. That's awesome. Now that, you know, Yamaha, I've always said I will never have a boat without a Yamaha on it, legitimately. And just because they do make such a good motor. But I'll tell you what's really cool is that hydrogen motor they've been working on. Did you see that?
We can't talk about that.
Well, I mean, it was at a show. So, I mean, I think you can't talk about it. I don't know. What? I mean, yeah,
I don't know.
I think it was at the Miami Boat Show or something like that. I think people know about it. Yeah.
Well, you're going to see it on the Elite Series next week.
Seriously?
I'm just kidding. Oh. That would be cool, though.
I
have no idea what hydrogen does. Whatever you're talking about.
Okay. I was about to say, bro, you know, okay, yeah, you know, we'll put it out there. We'll see what happens. Something blows up, it blows up. It's whatever. I don't really know. I mean, so hydrogen comes from, I mean, it's water. It's part of water. It's one part of water. But, like, I don't even know how does a hydrogen motor work. Sean, do you have any input on that?
Sean?
How does a hydrogen motor work, bro?
I have zero idea.
We're releasing our new hydrogen batteries too next week.
Just getting rid of lithium, going straight to hydrogen.
Yeah,
just get rid of it.
This enough. That's enough. I don't know, but it was cool. I was at the Miami Boat Show or something, but apparently, like, that's the future of fuel sources. Like, we're going to get rid of gas and we're going to do hydrogen. I don't know what that means. I just know Yamaha was the first people to do it, and so that was really cool. But no, that's cool. You got to go do that. So tell me about like, what's Florida going to be like? So this is weird because, like, you're normally Florida in, like, January, February, but here we are in April and you're going to Florida. So, like, what – I have no idea. You tell me, bro. Like, what's that look like? I mean, I saw the thumbs up. So, I mean, what's that mean?
Oh, that was for Sean.
Oh.
You're looking good, buddy.
You look – yeah, dude.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, you're actually, like, real time now.
I'm super worried.
Yeah. Sean just texts me. He's like, am I super glitchy? That's what I was like. Yeah, you're good.
You're good.
But dude, I've never been here this time of year. I'm excited. Like, I hate the spawn. I mean, I love fishing for fish on beds and stuff like that, mm-hmm, but like, spawn's the most unpredictable time of year.
Absolutely. So,
like, it's gonna be different. I hope they're, like, on brim beds and just, like, get to throw a frog in top water and just crack them.
Oh, dude, that sounds...
I think it's going to be fun.
That sounds fun. I see, and here's the deal. I love the enthusiasm, and we're going to ask you at the end of the show, I'm going to ask you a question, and we're going to see if we can foreshadow again what will happen, because
pump the brakes.
No. Last time you were this enthusiastic, you walked away with a trophy, and so we're going to pump the enthusiasm up again. It does something to you, bro. It gives you some confidence or something. I don't know what happens.
I've had confidence. Like, this year, I've just been floating on cloud nine. That's awesome. I don't know what it is, but, like, just... put it in a bottle and I love it.
Dude, you
almost
have.
As good as Milo's tea.
Drink Milo's tea. Sponsored. Right. Milo's tea. No, dude, you have. Seriously, though. Like, it's been really cool. I think that for me, like, watching you win the Classic and do what you did, dude, every single day, and obviously, I mean, you got the nervousness, right? I mean, like, it builds up. It's, you know, you hide it well, especially when you're in that situation. But, like, every day when you walked on that stage and I watched you weigh in, I could just see it in your eyes that, like, you were like, okay, let's just go do this again tomorrow. Like, there was no hesitation of, like, I can go do this and I'm going to beat these dudes. And, like, I love seeing that because I think that's what happens to some people. Dude, they're not finishers. Like, they can do well the first 3 days or the first 2 days, but when it comes time to, like, put the pin in it and be done and put the nail in the coffin, they don't. And bro, you never slowed down, dude.
Oh gosh, it felt good, dude. I've honestly felt like that all year, and I'm definitely feeling like it now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now that we got that one out of the way. But honestly, it's going back to, like, I mean, you hear it all the time. It's the cliche thing to, you know, you just trust your gut instincts and mm-hmm. like, but dude, it really is. It's like you see something. The final day on day three, like, where I was planning on going ended up being where the dude that was in Adam was at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I've been saving this all week. This was, like, my plan for today when it's going to be super windy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Went to a completely new spot I've never even fished before. Just, like, started going.
That's it, dude. That's it.
It's just, I don't know.
Well,
feels good.
Well, and I think too, you know, it's funny. Me and Bailey called me today, and he's down there practicing for the Hobie Open, and we were talking about it. Like, I think sometimes we complicate fishing too much. I think sometimes mm-hmm. we just got to go fishing. Like, yep. when you go out there and you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y. I've got 55 waypoints. Blah 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 blah. I think it just becomes jumbled spaghetti in your brain when sometimes it's just like, I'm going to go do what I know I'm good at. And bro, you're, like, really, really, really good at fishing a jerkbait, and you went and did it and you won. And
that's exactly what I was about to say. It's like, I put what I'm most confident in my hand. And I mean, I fished, like, from 2 foot of water to, like, bluff walls, lay downs. Yeah. It didn't matter. I had my confidence bait with me and just went fishing, and I had fun. I fought a goose. I mean, like, dude, it was just fun.
That's awesome, buddy. That's so cool, man. And that's the cool part about it, too, is you got to do it doing what you like. You know what I mean? Because, like, some people win tournaments and you can tell it's like, man, I figured this bot out. And, like, I didn't really enjoy it, but, hey, I got it done. No, you the entire time were geeked as all geek. Like, dude, bro, I saw nothing but Hamner teeth the entire week. Like, you'd catch one and that jerkbait would be sideways in their mouth and you'd just be like,
that was the best representation of me ever.
Dude, it's it. That's it to a team. Like, I
can't stop smiling.
Yeah, dude. No, it's great. I love that. I love that so much. It's so, dude, it's just so awesome, bro. I can't get over it. Like, I know I said we weren't going to talk about it a whole bunch, but even I can't. I know you definitely can't get over it, but even me, I'm just like, every time I think about it, I'm like, dude, that guy went and did it. Like, that guy actually, Hamner went and did it. If anybody deserved it, it was Hamner. And damn it, he did it, and he did it the right way. I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I really do. Yeah, I mean, y'all saw me throwing a jerkbait when we did the thing at Neely Henry.
Yeah.
I was, like, in the back of Wes Logan's boat, and I'm just, like, just throwing out the back, just having a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Just wearing them out.
That's what was funny that day. We went fishing on Gunnersville, and I just asked a question about a jerkbait. 25 minutes later, I finally get a word in edgewise because Hamner's like, well, listen, so, but he's like, you tried this jerkbait? How about this jerkbait? What about this jerkbait? Dude, you got to try this jerkbait. And I'm just like, no, maybe. Really? I didn't know that. Okay, cool. Let me write that down. What was that called again?
It's just, I've put in so much time. Like, gosh, I think that my first time throwing it, like, I was like 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And it was like cold, you know, wintertime deal. And they're like, oh, you know, it's the deal in the wintertime. And I'm like throwing that twitch, 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 twitch. And then it's like all of a sudden my line takes off. I was like, oh, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
And dude, I mean, that's just been my confidence, but because I can just fish different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Live scope has been good, but it's also like really kind of sucked for that jerkbait bite.
Because,
like, dude, that was my deal. And then when the live scope come out, it was like everybody's throwing a jerkbait because it's suspended fish. It's like, dang it, you know.
Dad, Jimmy.
Now it's hard to get them to bite it as much, but, you know, you have to get a little sneaky with it now.
And I'm sure, like, and that's one thing we talked about, and we're not going to name any bait names, but there was a couple that I was like, hey, you tried this, and you're like, yeah, let's not talk about that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I won't say nothing else about that then. It's like, you got to. I mean, bro, and people are doing crazy stuff now. I mean, there was a picture circulated a few weeks ago. I forgot who they won. It was a couple high school kids or college kids. I mean, and the kid was like, had heavily modified this jerkbait, and it was wild. And it's just, but it's those little, like the tinkering thing, you know. Aaron Martins was the best at it. Like, he would tinker with everything, but it's like, that's what it's taking nowadays with the amount of pressure and the amount of people out there. You're having to get weird with crap, and it's fun though. I mean, do you like doing that? Or like, I will tinker with certain things, like crankbaits. I am to the crankbait what you are to the jerkbait. Like, I love a crankbait, and I'll play with crankbaits all day long, tinker and do all kinds of little things. Like, do you like to tinker or no?
A little bit too much.
Really?
So Okay. Everybody knows me, like me and Patrick Walters are like super close, and he's kind of the same way. And dude, I could not tell you the nights, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was like filing bills down, like on jerkbaits to see like different action it gives them, and like putting foam on them to like make them float a little bit. And like, yeah, dude, it's gotten weird. That's but awesome. There's some of that stuff. It's like,
It works
good.
I need to introduce you to a friend of mine, David Swinside. You would love him. He is, literally what you do is you get on the phone with David and you just let him talk.
I've talked to him several times. Oh, you put it on speaker
and you just let him go. Just,
Yep. That dude knows his stuff.
He knows his. And dude, like, you get to a point where you're sitting there, you're going, wait, back up. What was that called again? One more time. You say that again for, like, he got on a tirade about trout fishing with me one time. And I was sitting there thinking, like, I don't really care anything about this. And by like 30 minute mark, I'm like, actually, like, now what was that? How were you getting the trout to bite? Like, that sounds awesome. Like, dude, he's a wild man. I love him.
Yeah, he is.
I love him. All right. Hey, quick reminder, real quick. We got the raffle going on. So listen, I want to set a goal. I want to get at least $500 tonight, because that will, so it takes $2,500 a quarter. to fill up the locker program that we do, which puts gift cards in the locker for like gas and food and stuff like that. So it's $2,500 a quarter. So if we can hit 500, that's literally like a big chunk of that locker knocked out for 3 months. And so let's try to get to at least 500 tonight. Bethany's keeping tally back in the back. But again, giving away X2 power station. This thing is unreleased, won't be released for 10 more days, and you will probably get yours before they're even released. So if you want to have something really cool that not even the Bassmaster Classic champion himself has, make sure and enter this raffle down below. It's alexrobfishing.com. It's in the description. Go check it out. Every dollar that you donate is one entry into the raffle. So like if you donate $20, it's 20 entries. Go down there, go get her done, go enter the raffle so you can check this thing out, because it is really like one of the coolest pieces of tech that I now have in my house. I absolutely love it. But anyway, let's keep going. Sean, what were you going to say, buddy? Sean's just been sitting down there quiet.
I'm just now that I'm over the internet thing, I'm good.
Okay.
I think Hamner's a little jealous of you holding that thing up.
Yes.
And having that for the last, like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll get you one, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the first time you went off, that was the first thing I said. I was like, kind of mad you got it, and I don't. Like, really want that thing.
You're on the list. You elevated yourself from, like, number 10 or 12 to get one to number one. It's coming next week.
You mean number three or two?
Like,
listen, you got to compete with me, Hamner. It's all there is to it, buddy. I'm the favorite around here. Let's just be honest.
I can tell.
Yeah. No, yeah. Dude, this thing actually – so, Sean, like – Tell me about the inception of this thing, buddy. Like, I want to know more about it, because it actually is, like, really cool, and I dig it. But, like, tell me, what was the inception of wanting to do this? And because it's coming in different sizes. It does solar panels the whole night. Tell me about it.
So we're, with what we've been doing with lithium products in the last, call, 2 years, that was just the start of everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting Justin to get lithium. He's got two batteries running all of his grass these days. All that is great, but that's great for the bass fisherman. It's great for the angler. And X2 Power needs to be way more than that, mm-hmm. right? It's the outdoorsman. It's the camper. It's eventually the RV owner. Mm-hmm. And this spot is something that is growing. You know, we're not the first brand to jump into this space, mm-hmm. but we saw that as the opportunity to keep expanding. We had a lithium jump pack. We introduced. We had a tire inflator, a lithium tire inflator, so you don't have to run to the gas station and fill your tires when it's cold out. And this was just a natural inception of this brand. And I think it's a pretty cool step for us, because it's just continued to expand who we are and who we can appeal to, right? Mm-hmm. I can see all the names on the chat and all the stuff going on, and I recognize many of you. And we love that you're running our lithium batteries. But now let's keep moving, keep going, and take lithium on the road with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, did you say solar panel?
Yeah. I got it. So
we've got a solar panel. We've got a 300. Alex has got the 300 watt,
yep.
which is probably the most portable version of it. Very light. As you said, Bethany, using it to power her laptop on the outside. I saw some pictures you guys took for us.
Yeah.
We've got 600. That's more of like outdoor lifestyle equals you can run some stuff here or there. For you guys in the South, for the SEC tailgates, you can plug an LED TV in there for a while and, you know, do all that good stuff. Okay. And then we've even got a 1500, which is, we just had a power outage here for almost 48 hours. I almost ran to the office to get that 1500 just to plug my furnace in, you know, to be able mm-hmm. to spark, you know, that igniter to have heat. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole gamut of them, and it's only the beginning. We're going to keep expanding. We're going to keep growing with it. And, yeah, solar panels.
Solar panels. They work.
So you can do everything you need, Justin, on the road.
Yeah, yep. that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No,
wish I had one.
I promise you. I promise one's coming next week. I promise.
Damn it to hell.
I'll get a text message on Monday. I guarantee
it. Hey, listen. You don't get the power station or the solar panels until you win an Elite Series event. The Classic was only batteries and a little bit of money. Now you got to win a blue trophy. And see, and I told you last time you were here, you got to win a blue trophy before you're allowed back on this podcast. I'm allowing the Classic win to allow you back on the podcast, but you're not coming back again until you win a blue trophy.
So it's like a pity invite still.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes. Like,
good try.
Good try, but shot a little low. You know what I mean? I
want all right, well,
let's go two blue trophies just to make it hard on you.
Might as well.
I might as well. Might as well. I'd say soundbite I'll be able to pull when it actually happens. when he just goes on a tear and wins the rest of the season.
That's what, after getting that first one, it's like, all right, I want all the trophies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, just give them to me.
So tell me, no, seriously, talk through that mindset with me. Like, so I reference UFC a lot. I love the UFC. We watch a lot of UFC in the Rudd household. And it seems like once the guy gets the gold wrapped around his waist, there's something happens to him. It's like they get 30% better. I don't know why. They call it it's like a champion. It's like the champion boost or something. What's that mindset for you? Like, what is this classic win? And you may have been asked this question, but I want to dive deeper into it. What does it mean for your mentality legitimately? Like, what has it done for you as a competitor? And, like, how does it make you feel? Like, what's that do to you?
It does several good things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be honest, straight up, the first thing was the peace of mind of my family. I mean, this is my livelihood.
Yep.
You know, that's when we essentially do this. At the end of the day, it's about supporting my family. And like, dude, we've been through some tough times. Mm-hmm. We've been through some real tough times.
Yeah.
But, you know, gosh, that is legitimately what I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
And it's just like that weight off of my shoulders. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I got that trophy and I'm excited about that trophy. Like that was my dream.
Yeah.
But really, like, I got that check for my family.
Absolutely.
Like, my wife and little girl that I have to leave, that is by far the worst part of this job, back home. Like, they ain't got to worry about getting all the bills paid now.
Dude.
Like, we ain't got to worry and rush home and start cutting stupid grass again.
Well, dude, I mean
we're good.
That's something that I think they overlook, like, so much, and I wish was talked about more, because at the end of the day, bro, you won $300,000, 300 grand. Okay, you got to take some taxes out of it, but at the end of the day, you're still walking away with six figures. And I mean, that legitimately, like you just said, you don't have to worry about mom and baby no more. Mom and you know, no, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, like, that's a huge, I mean, for anybody, dude. I mean, hand anybody 300 grand. You do it the right way and you do with it what you're supposed to do and steward it well, bro. Like, you're set for a good long time to be able to now just go focus on just little green fish. And, and hey, that's, I mean, it's a puzzle, but you're pretty good at figuring the puzzle out. So, I mean, that legitimately, that has to be a total mind. That's a total game changer, I would have to assume.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, like, that's what I've always told people, is like, the fishing part, I got the fishing part. Like, that's the easy part of this job.
Yeah.
It's all this other stuff and, you know, being able to just focus on the fishing part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I might just suck it up the rest of the tournament talking like this.
Yeah.
But dude, I'm like on cloud nine. I'm focused on fishing now. And it's like, I don't have all the, you know, demons that you're fighting off in the back of your head and worried about. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing we did, I don't care. First thing I did with the money, I did my little girl's college fund.
Hell, like, yeah.
We got her college paid.
Good. Dude, and that's,
you know,
awesome,
how
bro.
Freaking awesome that felt.
Oh, I'm sure, like, buddy.
Yeah. She's 4 years old, but like that was most important. And I got some new shoes.
That's good.
My other ones, like, the sole was starting to tear apart. So I felt like I deserve some shoes.
Get you two pair, buddy. Get you two pair.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But like, I mean, too, it's like, you know, obviously I'm going to be able to fish more free and, you know, just that worry free and, you know, qualified for the Classic next year. Don't have to worry about those points and stuff like that. And I can make a few more, you know, risky moves. But I feel like I'm going to be able to go every tournament, do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, might not necessarily be a jerkbait every time, although I would love that. But I'm going to go fish how I want to fish, how I think I can win it. If I'm not confident in something and feel like it's just something I have to do to go cut a check, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going swinging.
Dude, that's awesome, bro. No, and I mean, that's like, oh man, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I mean, it's legitimately like, I mean, dude, that, it makes you dangerous, bro. That's dangerous. I mean, it really is. straight up. And I don't think people, I think people underestimate the freedom of not having to worry. Because, dude, we've both, I'm sure we've both been there. Sean, you've probably been in this situation too. It's like, you know, where you're on the water and you're preoccupied with life. Because life just goes on no matter what happens on the water, period. I mean, dude, I went through it last year with Dad. I mean, there would be times that I was out there just going through the motions to, obviously, I'm not fishing, you know, for money like you are, but just go through the motions of just making a video. And, like, you get done at the end of the day and you're like, what the hell did I even do today? Like, I just went through the motions because you're so worried about life and what's happening in life. And it's like when you can, you know, I mean, obviously things are going to come up and, you know, your wife's going to call and be like, hey, you know, she fell and broke her leg. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm in Florida. You know what, you know, something like that. Yeah. I mean, but
thanks, Alex.
You're welcome, buddy. Like it's, listen, she's a little girl. She's going to break something. I can promise you that, but it's not anything bad. It's just a broken leg. You can cast that. We go on, lesson learned, but something, you know, dude, we're all grown men. It's always something.
Life doesn't stop.
No, bro. It's always something. But like the big thing of just like when the freedom of not having to worry about just like general life stuff goes away, that becomes a dangerous man. I've always said there's the two most dangerous people who ever be around. Somebody has nothing to lose and somebody who just doesn't have to care anymore. And it's like, I know you still have to care, but there's like a factor there. It's, you know, hey, I'm six, you know, to what, a 275,000 after taxes or however much it is. I'm in the green, bro. Plus I got my sponsor money. Plus, it's not going anywhere because I just won the Bassmaster Classic. If anything, I'm going to be renegotiate bigger next year because I'm a freaking classic champion. Like, I'm dangerous, bro. Like, what? Like, I'm like a madman. I'm like a money or a honey badger, bro. Like, I got nothing left to lose. I don't give a shit. Like, let's go. Like,
that's a soundbite right there.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Honey badger.
The honey badger, son. And I mean, like, I love that for you, bro. Like, so tell me more about it. Like, tell me more about like your mindset though, outside of that, like what's the next thing it gave you?
Ah, man. The weird stuff has been like I told y'all before, dude, I'm just a humble dude that likes to, you know, just like, I love this sport. Like I'm passionate about the sport and all these heroes that I watched growing up and stuff, and they're like coming up to me like taking pictures and congratulating me and stuff, and that's been weird.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yeah,
that's been different.
Yeah,
that's been pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
But yeah,
yeah,
I don't know. It's, but I'm just having a ball. I'm taking it in. Like I am taking it in. It's been so much fun. Like, dude, I went to Talladega like earlier this week. They just called me up. It's like, hey, you want to come see the track? I was like, yep. I'll be right there. You know, it's like I'm getting all these awesome opportunities and stuff, and it's like, dude, I'm living my best life.
It was funny. My cousin, he was a former professional football player, and we were talking one time, and he said, man, listen, he said, there's going to be times in your career where you just sit back and you go, I don't know how the hell I got here, and I never thought I would be in this situation, but you just sit back and you soak it in. And, bro, you just...
That's what I'm doing.
Just sit back and soak it in, dude, because it's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder. And, like, the thing is like, now everybody knows Justin Hamner's name. And I'll tell you something that the champ... Sorry, everybody knows the champ's name. The champ has a name. Oh, bro, that's a good one right there, too. I'm going to give you the Charles Oliveira and go, the champ has a name, and his name is Justin Hamner. Let's go. But, like, one of the things that it was funny, Bethany actually mentioned it to me. She goes, well, Hamner grew, like, 5,000 followers on Instagram. I was like, yeah, that'll happen to him. I said, that's going to just keep on happening because, like, dude, you're everywhere. Like that's a cool part about winning the classic is that you are on every freaking thing possible. I mean, and it's every podcast. It's every, I mean, like newspapers that like, you wouldn't even think, why am I in that newspaper? Well, it's because you won the Bassmaster Classic, bro. I mean, like that's, you get to get in that newspaper now, you know what I mean? Like that's crazy. And so There's going to be people that know your name now that never knew your name because, you know, some little lanky kid from Alabama jerked up a bunch of fish with a jerk bait on Grand Lake, bro. I mean, that's crazy.
It's all, dude, I had like some guys come up to me like, hey, is it okay if we use you on the cover of this Japanese magazine? I'm like, what? yeah. Let's go.
please. I mean, I would love that.
That's weird. But dude, it's been all, and that's one thing that like I'm excited to like. I realize the opportunity I have, and like mm-hmm. you know, I know I'm out there, mm-hmm. and I'm really looking forward to capitalizing on that. Like, dude, going got YouTube guy, and we're about to release like all the videos for the class. That's another thing that's weird. Like, I literally called like one of my buddies that's videographer does all this stuff, and I was like, hey, dude, I'm gonna win the classic. Can you come film it for me? He's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
but sure. And then he comes and he's like, all right, we can't do this in like one video because it'll be like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
like this is too good. And so we're gonna have like a 4-part series for that, and just try to keep this stuff rolling.
Hell yeah, dude, I can't wait
to see it. And X2 Power is gonna sponsor it all.
Hell yeah.
Sean just found out
the brand on the front of it.
Fine with me. We'll talk after this.
I think the last time we were, the three of us with Bailey, were on a podcast out down in Tennessee or Alabama, rather. You made a comment just like that about getting bigger with us, and there we are, the big brand across your chest.
Yeah. So all I got to do is just call you out on live cameras, and
that's how you do it. I love it.
Yeah. And I petition, well, we'll talk about that later. I don't know if we can talk about that out loud, but I petition. The first episode of what we were planning that didn't come to fruition this year be me and him in Alabama. That's all I'm just putting that out there into the world. So we'll talk about that later, but we got to make that happen. We got to definitely make that happen. All right, I got a question for you.
100%.
Did you bring the confetti home?
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
How much? Is it like a trash bag full or just like a jar full? Or like,
so
tell me about it.
We don't have near as much as we had. Like, we had a lot.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting thrown. My little girl just kept grabbing it.
She was having so much fun, bro. Like, that was heartwarming. That was the most heartwarming, like, thing. I was just sitting there like, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen, bro. That's so awesome.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was special. I mean, like, I think it was Shane Durant's, like, got the perfect picture. Like, she threw the confetti in the air. And it like made a perfect heart with the confetti, and she's like off the ground. It's like, by far, that was my favorite picture of all these. Oh, like, that awesome. Was so cool. But yeah, she kept just throwing it off like randomly everywhere.
Yeah.
We'd just be walking down the hall of the hotel, and she'd just reach in there and start throwing it like, hold on, we need to save some of this.
She like just walks up to the guy working at the hotel lobby. Hey, let me show you something. Poof, my dad won the Bassmaster Classic.
Ballet comes around, and she just throws some confetti and keeps walking.
She said, I'm a Hamner now. Poof. Oh, that's great, dude. That's great. That's fun. No, that was like literally the most, like, that was just so wholesome. I was like, this is so wholesome. This is great. Like, and then bro, when you got down on the deck of the boat and started doing, I guess, confetti angels, we won't call them snow angels, I almost shed a tear. I was like, this has gone too far. I was like, this is even too far for me.
You don't think I was having fun?
All right. How much did you cry? So you held it together pretty well, but did you man cry after the, like, when did it hit you and when did you do the crying? Because it had to have hit you at some point.
It was really before I weighed in.
Yeah.
So we're sitting, obviously we're sitting behind the big curtain mm-hmm. waiting to come through. And I mean, like, yeah, I knew what I had.
Okay.
Let's be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever, Adam weighs in 18 pounds. As soon as I heard the 18 pounds, dude, it was just like, it came over. I mean, I'm sitting back there all by myself in my boat, just like waiting to go on stage, and I lost it.
Boo hooing.
Like, yeah, it was like. And then it was like, all right, here he comes. And I'm like, trying to just wipe my tears and like, just like, okay, yeah, we got to do this. And then honestly, I didn't think I was going to be able to say a word because I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to talk.
Well, then
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just like came over. I was like, yeah. I'm not a yeller either. And I've completely lost my voice.
That's awesome.
I just yelled at everybody.
Well, that was one thing I noticed when you walked out on the stage. Bethany was she was like in shambles. I'll be honest. She was like, she's like, does he have enough? Does he have enough? So you walked out on stage. I was like, oh, he's got it. And she's like, how do you know? I was like, just look at him. And she's like, what are you talking about? Just look at him. I was like, he's got it. I was like, and I, dude, it was crazy because you could just tell, like, you, when you walked out there, dude, it was, your chest was puffed up just a little bit more. You walked out there doing like a peacock, son. You were like, ah! Like, here I come, buddy.
No doubt. I was strutting my stuff.
Oh, dude. It was awesome. And that's as soon as your foot hit the stage, I was like, oh, he's got it. It's over with. And like, I'm sitting, it was funny because last year during the Classic, the last day of the Classic during the weigh-in, it was here in Knoxville, obviously, but I didn't go to the weigh-in, but I knew Gussie probably had it. So we went to this pizza place right here in Knoxville, and I watched the weigh-in there. And, you know, whatever. And, you know, I was like, oh, Gussie won. I don't know Gussie as well, but I was still happy it was Gussie. You know, it's an X2 guy. But we're sitting at the same pizza place watching the weigh-in of the Bassmaster Classic a year later, and you win. And I jump up off the bench and, like, yelled out. And, like, 12 people at the pizza place looked at me like, what the hell's going on with this guy? And I'm just like, yes, let's go. I'm like, suck it, everybody else. And this guy's like, everybody's like, this guy has lost his shit. And I was like, yeah, I have. I was like, Hammer won. Yep. And they're like, who's Justin Hammer? I'm like, you don't know now, but you're going to know soon. Like,
you're going to.
Oh, that's good, dude. That's so good. That's awesome, man. All right, so I got another question for you. Actually, Bailey texted me this one, so I got to give Bailey credit because I think, you know, Bailey's always got to razz you from the stands. He's a good he's good for the peanut gallery. He wants to know who wins, you or Patrick, in a pillow fight, and whoever wins gets the master bedroom. Who's going to win in a pillow fight? The question's a little suspect. Let's be honest. I'm kind of worried,
Bailey,
about the question.
Is this a fantasy or a question?
That's definitely a fantasy on Bailey's part.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like it is.
They're naked, by the way, when this happens anyway. Go up. What? I'm sorry, Jesse. Okay. Yeah. You go.
I thought that was a given. But
oh, okay. Good.
Whatever.
Good. Okay.
Patrick's a big old boy. Have you seen you've seen them short shorts?
Oh,
he's got some thighs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a big one.
Yeah.
So he'd fall pretty hard, probably.
That's right. That's right. I like it. I like it. You catch him with just a quick
lift.
I feel
like I'm scrappier. I'm scrappy.
Definitely. Dude, you're from Alabama. Of course you're scrappy. Yeah. I mean, it's just that, you know, it's that mentality, you boys. Y'all are like possums. Just digging around in the trash, just looking for a little morsel. But when you find a morsel, it's your morsel and you win. And that's what
you already said we don't even have hospitals. Now you're calling me a possum. Yeah. What do you think Alabama is?
Bro, it's Alabama's Alabama. Now, let me preface all this by saying, go Vols. We're going to win the national championship next year. Sorry you got the damn coach from Washington or whatever happened there. Bye-bye,
We're a basketball school now.
We're a basketball school, too. Go Vols. a little backdoor Alabama roll tide. But no, for real. No, let me preface this by saying, I've never met a human being from Alabama I did not like. I love people from Alabama. Dude, Northern Alabama may be, and I've always said this, if I had to live anywhere else other than East Tennessee, I'd go to Northern Alabama. I mean, like, y'all got all the good fishing down there. Everybody's real nice, and you call McDonald's McDonald's. I mean, you can't, it's the greatest thing ever.
What is McDonald's?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Say it for me. Let me hear it.
McDonald's?
Oh, God. Roll Tide. One more time.
McDonald's.
Roll Tide. That's it right there. That's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I picked
Sean,
up.
Sean, let me hear it.
Let me hear it, Sean.
McDonald's?
It's McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
I picked that up.
McDonald's, possums, and no hospitals. That's all I got.
We're going to get a shirt made. It says Roll Tide. Roll Tide. And Milo's sweet tea. Roll Tide. Amen. Yep. Amen. That's it. We're going to get a t-shirt. It says McDonald's, possums, no hospitals, and Roll Tide, dude. That's all you need, son. Oh, God. We're gonna nickname him. We're going to give him a T-shirt. That's going to be his jersey next year. It's going to be X2 on the back and X2 on the belly. And at the top, it's going to say McDonald's, possums, no hospitals, Roll Tide, X2 power batteries, Justin Hamner. The champ has a name. There he is.
I was going to say for the back, no, it's my third cousin.
No. Yes, that's it, bro. Oh, God. No, listen. No, she's my girlfriend, but she's my third cousin. We're far enough removed. Ain't nothing going to happen. It'd be all right. It'd be all right.
That's no, she's married into the family.
That's right.
We're not blood.
Oh, God. That's another thing you boys do down there. All right. Because when we had old, what's that?
All right, listen.
Yeah, all right, there it is. We had a what's his name? He come up here and coached UT for a little while. Can Jeremy Pruitt, and he was from Alabama, and got everything. He's all right. I mean, and it was like stuff where he didn't even have to say all right. He was like, all right, so the sky's blue, all right, and you know, all right, well then all right, and I'm like, bro, it's you can choose a different word, and like all right, how do you spell that? Is it A-I-G-H-T or is it A-I-T?
Yeah,
A-I-G-H-T maybe.
I-I-G-H-T.
All right, I get that. That'll work.
All right.
That tracks. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
That's it. All right, that's all I need to hear. I love it. So, you and Patrick, you would definitely win a pillow fight. That is weird fantasy by Bailey, but it happened.
He's just throwing the hard balls in, fastballs.
Yeah, that's – well, I mean, it is Bailey. He's from New York, so what do you expect? Like, there's like North and then there's New York. Yeah, it tracks. It definitely tracks. It's right where it needs. That is a full send. I'll tell you, the least amount of – I loved being in New York because the fish are built just stupid, but New York itself is – it's like when I'm up there, I just don't feel like I belong. You ever feel that? Like, okay, you travel a lot. We both travel a lot, Hamner. Sean, you travel quite a bit as well. Do you ever, like, walk into a place and just feel like you don't belong there?
Yes.
Yeah, where's that at?
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could feel that. Sean, what about you, buddy?
Whenever.
I can't even think of that place. I will say this is not an Alabama one, but when we did our Gunnersville shoot, the first year of that part of Alabama felt completely different to me.
Really?
It felt like I did not. Yep.
That's interesting.
No offense, Justin.
No.
Like, we didn't want
me.
There's a whole different world down there.
Hamner's like, we didn't want you, Aaron, anyway, you Yankee. Go on back now, you hear?
There's a reason you didn't fit in.
Oh, God, that's great. No, first time I ever went to Michigan, we were sitting in this restaurant. And first of all, anytime I open my mouth anywhere, people just like, when you're up north, they just look at you. They're like, where is this guy from? And this lady who was taking our order, she said, what will you have to drink? And I said, I'll have a Diet Coke. And she looked at me. Like, what? I said, a Diet Coke. And she goes, oh, okay. I said, yeah, thank you, ma'am. And she was walking away as I said, thank you, ma'am. And she stopped dead in her tracks and, like, turned on a dime and goes, what did you say to me? I said, thank you, ma'am. She goes, where are you from? I said, Tennessee. She goes, yeah, I suspect.
All right.
Yeah, all right, Roll Tide. She said, that's what I suspected, because you're nicer than the rest of these dickheads sitting at the table with you, and it's me and Ben and a buddy of Ben's, and I was like, there it is, boys. That's right, that's that Southern charm coming through right there. All right, Roll Tide.
It throws a lot of them off, but I've made a few of them mad. But now, like, whenever anybody asks me, like, what's that accent? You know, where are you from? New York.
California.
Every time. New York.
From New York, boys. New York.
Yep.
Now, yeah, New York's cool. Have you ever fished in New York, Justin? Have you been? Yeah, because you were on the Elite Series, I guess, when they were on Cayuga last time. Dude, it's
– No.
No? You aren't? I don't know.
St. Lawrence.
St. Lawrence. Yeah.
Duh. Every year?
Duh. Yeah, duh. I'm an idiot. Dude, it's stupid up there, though. Like, it's legitimately – the fish don't even make any sense. Like – first time I went to Cayuga, like, I knew northern fish didn't make any sense, first of all. Like, you catch a smallmouth that's 18 and a half inches long and it weighs like 5.5 pounds. You're like, what is this freak of nature? But then you go to Cayuga and you catch a 20-inch largemouth that weighs like almost 8 pounds. And you're like, what is this? Like, they're just not even right. And it's like, I love that so much, dude. I love it.
Yeah. And they're dumb. I love dumb fish.
Me too. Me too.
They're my favorite.
And, like, people, that's what I tell Bailey all the time, because Bailey, I love him. If he's listening, I love him, but he drives me crazy because he's like, oh, man, just, you know, go flip boat docks. And I'm like, yeah, that just, like, doesn't work in Tennessee. Like, yeah, you can go flip some boat docks and catch some fish. You go to New York and you flip a set of boat docks 100 yards and you've caught 55 fish. I'm like, and they all weigh like 4.5 to 5 pounds because they're stupid. Like, you can't do that here in Tennessee. I wish you could, but you can't up north. And it literally, I tell everybody, you've got to take a trip up north to bass fish because they're just, it's just that ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. No, nobody go. Leave it for us.
Leave it for us. Sean, you fished with Bailey and when did Bailey, you?
I've gone out twice up to Erie with Bailey and Andrew. Yeah. And last year, Amner and I were in a boat out on St. Lawrence for our shoot.
Yeah.
So I've got to fish now 3 times up in New York.
Dude, it's fun.
Amazing.
Dude. Yeah. And way, Andy.
Way better than my little lakes here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, and Andy's the man, dude. I love Andy. Andy is a hell of a guy. Like, he's fun to be in the boat with. I always love going with him.
Pretty sure I had the last time we were out, Bailey put the 7-pounder in the boat on Erie. I'm pretty sure I had one that would have beat him. And he had the absolute perfect photo or perfect video of that thing spitting the damn hook out, coming out of the water. Of any of the videos you caught the entire damn day, it was that video of that fish jumping out and spitting that out.
That's sickening, but also funny.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, I need that video. I need that video sent to me, please.
My reaction was pretty priceless. It was perfect.
That's funny. That's great. So on that vein, because I lost a big fish last week in a tournament that just sickened me. I said some words. There's probably still a cloud of cuss words hanging over that little spot on the lake. Hamner, what's the one that still haunts you?
It was 2 years ago at Lake Fork.
Dude, that's very specific, so this must be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Like, it we've thought about it for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it sucked. So, I was like, I had a terrible day one. Yeah. Like, beyond terrible. Day two, I'm like, I'm making a charge. Like, I've got like 25, 26 pounds, something. I was like, we're going to make it into the cut. And like, I figured this out. Dude, I have one. And at this time, never caught a double digit bass.
Yeah.
This was a double digit bass. Like,
yeah.
No way it couldn't have been.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I hook it on a jerkbait, obviously. And it like takes me around a tree and then up under like, another sideways tree. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is good. I fight it. I go over there and I like get it unwrapped around the tree and then I actually pull it out from under the other tree. Like, and it had been jumping on the other side like this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just seesawing.
Yeah.
And I pull it over. She's done fighting. Like, this is like a 5-minute fight.
Yeah.
Finally, she just lays over on her side and I get down to like, you know, just bring her to me. And she comes over and she kind of turns her head and the jerkbait was completely sideways. It just wedged in her mouth.
Oh, it didn't even have a hook in it.
You just never had a hook and the hook just comes out and like, and she just like kind of chills there for a second. And like, I like almost fall in trying to grab for it. And it was like barely out of hand. And she just kind of slowly just wobbles on down.
That's crazy, dude.
Like 20 minutes before weigh in and everything. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those. I mean, I can still, it kind of makes you a little sick, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really does.
But you did, I tell you something, you know, that, you know, hell, Hamner, you've been on a damn run, buddy. Cause I just remembered you got the Century Club belt too, just a couple weeks before you won the Classic, bro. So, I mean, that probably made up for that 10 pounder being lost.
Yeah, because I caught an 11.7.
Which was the biggest bass to ever be on Bass Life. I forgot about that as well. Yeah, Hamner's just going, he's over here going, check, got that done. Yeah. What's else on the list here? Go to the moon, you know, I mean, that's awesome, bro.
Hey, March was pretty good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good March.
I would say it was. Tell me about the Century Club thing, bro. I mean, because that was like, that was a knockdown drag out. Like, I mean, obviously, I mean, you caught, I mean, it, the thing I think about that tournament was like, who caught more 10 pounders? I mean, literally, that's what that tournament came down to. But like, tell me about it. What was that like?
Insanity.
Yeah.
Like, that was great. And I mean, dude, it wasn't easy. Like, it's not like we went out there and just smashed them. I mean, we did smash them weight wise. But like, it was like catching 6 or 7 fish a day. Okay. Like it was, yeah, it was tough to, yeah, if you were going for those big ones. Mm-hmm. Like those big ones were like, I mean, they were doing a certain little deal, and you know, you couldn't get many bites, but it was like if you got one of them to bite, it was, she was grown.
Hmm. Yeah, see, that's but, what, like, I guess, like, watching it from, you know, spectator's point of view, it felt like everybody was catching fish pretty consistently, but I can see where it was like, you were just, if you were going for the big, big ones, it's 6-7 bites a day, and if you didn't capitalize on them, it was just, sorry, but you don't have enough kind of deal.
Like, I think it was Cooper Gallant, like, one day, he made the top 10, and, like, one of the days, he only had 4 fish, but it was, like, 25 pounds. <It's crazy. laughs> Like, that's, it's the biggest.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I'd be all right with that, I guess. That wouldn't suck at all. That's crazy, dude. Well,
I don't know. Like, I had a bad day. I had 27 one day and, like, fell. I fell a few places, like, really?
Yeah, that's what I told. I was talking to somebody. I was like, how demoralizing would it be? You crack, I don't know, 26 and a half pounds, and you go up and you're, like, in 15th place. I'd be like, I'd just be like, okay, I don't know what else I got to do. I'm just, I guess, go catch a dirty 30 tomorrow, and then you catch a dirty 30, and it's like, well, sorry, but you're still in 5th place. Like, it's like, what is this? Like,
no, it's like you catch 30, and you, like, moved up a spot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, what?
My favorite thing was, I was watching a little bit of it, and I think John Cox caught one on a frog. And I was like, and that's why I couldn't be a professional fisherman. And Bethany was like, why? I was like, because I would lose with a smile on my face catching 4-pounders on a frog. Like, that would just be what would happen, and that would be it. Because I suck with forward facing sonar, so me, I'd be up there banging off stumps and just going at them. Like, that'd be me. That's why I can't be a pro.
David Gaston, good dude. Yeah. I need to hook you up with him.
Okay.
Dude's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, he came back after day 2 and I was like, did you catch him? He's like, that was probably the funnest day of fishing I've ever had. I was like, dang, did you crack? It's like, what'd you have? He's like, oh, 21 pounds. I didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
But like, that was crazy. He said he caught so many 4-pounders on a swim jig.
Oh yeah.
He's like, it was just dumb.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I mean, hey, that does sound pretty fun. Yeah, you know,
I'm telling you, dude, that would be me. It would want to, like, that was what happened. I fished the Hobie last year on Cayuga. Dude, I think I may have told you this story, Hamrit. This is a crazy, I'll send you the video after we get done, bro. This is the craziest thing ever. So I go to this one spot on the lake. It's like dead center of the lake. And first dock I pull up to, I skip a Senko in there and I catch a 23.5-inch, like 7.5-pound largemouth. And I'm like, oh my word. I'm like, okay, that's one bite. It's a giant bite, but it's one bite. I go to the next dock, skip in there. I catch another one like 5.5 pounds. It's like 21 inches long. And it had like 4 just as big follow it out. And I'm like, done. That's all I needed to see right there. I was like, I'm good. So I call Bailey and I go, bro, what is this? He's like, oh, that's Jurassic Park. I'm like, huh? He goes, we call it Jurassic Park. I'm like, why do you call it Jurassic Park? He goes, well, because you know that scene in Jurassic Park when they don't see anything and then all of a sudden there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex there killing them all? I said, yeah. He's like, that's what will happen tomorrow. He said, if you go there, you're going to zero or you're going to catch 100 inches. And I'm like, well, I got to go there. He's like, do whatever you need to do. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going there because I can't not go fish for those big fish. Bro, this is not joking when I say this. So, like in a kayak tournament, you know, we can put our kayaks in before daylight and we get to our spot, whatever. Well, it's like 15 minutes until line's in. And I stand up to put my rain suit on because it's starting to rain. Well, when I stand up, the largemouth up under this dock where the water's so clear see me and start swimming out towards me and start circling around my kayak. And like, so line's in comes, well, I'm like, I'm just going to drop a Senko right here because I've got like 5 5-pounders circling my kayak like sharks on chum. Drop the Senko in there. Literally, it hits one on the nose on the way down and it swims around my line and just keeps circling my kayak. All day long, every dock I pulled up to, that's what they would do. They would swim out and they would swim circles around my kayak. So I zero the first day. I say, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. It's like, I was like, I'm not doing this. I go about 30 minutes down the road to this lake called Seneca Lake. I ended up catching like 50 on a frog and flipping a jig, and I had an absolute ball, and I was just like, whatever, I had fun, and that's all that matters. So like, went up there, spent a bunch of money, paid $300 in entry fees and $1,000 for a hotel, but damn, I had a good time, and that's all that matters. Yes. That's it, dude. That's it. Hey, one more reminder. Power Supply, we're still raffling it off for the Pump Foundation. Again, Pump Foundation is a pediatric cancer foundation that raises money for families of children who are battling cancer. We help to alleviate all of the outside pressures of kids having cancer, which is, it's awful, guys. I'll be totally honest with you. I've got to be and meet some of those kids and be around those kids, and it is one of the saddest things you will ever see. And, you know, when my dad was battling cancer, every single week he would go to chemo on Monday, and he would come home and he'd say, I cannot imagine if this was you, talking about me as a child when I was a kid battling cancer, if it was a kid battling cancer. And so my dad had a lot of passion for Pump Foundation. We need $65 more until we hit $500. So let's get $65 to hit $500. And if we hit $500, I might just, I don't know, throw in another prize to see if we can get another little goal set up. So let's hit $500, and then I might just pull a little Pure Fishing package out of my butt. And Sean just put his chin up like he's going to say something. So Sean, what do you got, buddy?
How about if we hit $500, we take Hamner's X2 300 and give it away in the raffle.
Okay, I like that.
Get two of them.
Let's do two of them.
We can get $500. Let's do two of them.
I like it. I like it. So if we hit five,
Hamner doesn't get one, even though he's a champ.
Yeah. Hamner's not important.
That's fine.
Yeah, Hamner's not important right now. So take that away from Hamner.
Hey.
We have two 300 watt X2 power supplies. If we hit $500, so let's hit $500, and then we will go from there. And Sean, I appreciate you, sir. Yeah, you're amazing.
Of course.
I'm going to keep this thing going. I love this. I want to talk about this for just a second, because it really is. I can't express to you, Sean, especially you, buddy, like what it means to me that, like, I can text you at any time and go, hey, I want to do this for Pump Foundation. And you're like, yeah, whatever you need, just send it. Because, you know, this seriously was dad's. I mean, this is what my dad told me, you know, right before my dad died, after they told him that there was nothing else they could do for him. We took a trip to the beach, and that's what he wanted to see, the beach one last time. And I mean, he could barely walk. His feet were so swollen, just where his liver was giving out and all that stuff. And on the drive down to the beach, he told me, he said, you know, we talked about a lot of things. It was a great 8.5 hours in the car with my dad. You know what I mean? But one of the things he told me was like, we've got to help. You got to help Punt. Like, do that for me. He's like, because I'm not going to be able to be here to do it. And so to have people like X2, and that's what I talk about this all the time. Like, you're going to have everybody that says everything about whatever. But, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you only talk about them because they pay you or whatever. Yeah, y'all pay me. You pay me real good. I enjoy it. But I only stay around, and I really support this company because you guys support me to do stuff like that. That I can raise money. And dude, last year, I don't know if you heard this, and I think I ended up texting you this, but we raised over $15,000 total last year for the Pump Foundation.
Awesome.
And dude, that is life-changing money for people. I mean, that literally, it helps to pay for things like air conditioners and car parts and things like that. Because I'm telling you, like, when my dad was sick, mowing the yard was a big deal some weeks, you know what I mean? And he would like fight through it, like, to do it. You know what I mean? Like, cause he loved to mow his yard. But like for some people, man, that's just like an expense, or, you know, if something breaks on their car or someone can't mow their yard or whatever it is, it's just a huge expense for some people. And those are the kinds of things Punt takes care of. So I just had to say that. Love you, man. Love X2. You guys are amazing. It's good stuff.
Whatever. Honestly, when things like this are opportunities, we all need to figure out ways to chip in. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
and everything we've been able to do together, everything Justin and I have been able to do together, it all starts with just, you know, people getting together, doing the right things together, and just good human beings to, you know, pushing great things like Punt is where you want to get behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do good human beings, period. Because that's the thing, like Hamner, straight up, bro. First time we ever went fishing, as soon as I got off the water with you, called Bethany. I'm like, hey, I'm on the way home. She's like, how was Hamner? I was like, dude, this is a good old boy right there. I was like, that dude's a good dude. I'm like, I'm 100% Hamner trained. Whatever he does, I'm going to help support old boy because he's just a good dude. And like, that's the thing, Sean, first time I ever met you, first conversation we ever had, I was like, that's good people. And like, that's such a huge thing in this industry, man, is like, there's a bunch of people that aren't very good people. And I've tried really hard to align myself with really good people. And I feel like I've done that well. And I mean, that's just the thing, man, is like, good people helping good people do good things. And I mean, like, we can make huge differences in people's lives. Cause that's the thing, is like, you know, $500 tonight, it's like, for a lot of people, like, well, that's not much money. Well, you do 500 seven, eight times, that's a lot of money. You know what I mean? And then we'll hit one night where, I mean, there was one night last year we raised over $3,500 in like just an hour or so. And that's big money to go help people. And then Drew's over here. I don't know, Sean, if you know this, but, you know, obviously Drew's got Kayak Adventure Series going this year, yep. Right?
We're a part of it. Yep.
Absolutely. It's the X2 Power. Y'all are doing the team series, right? Is that what y'all are sponsoring?
We're working on a couple different things through it.
Okay. So Drew talks really fast, and so I get confused sometimes what he's saying. All I know is I need to show up at three of the tournaments, and I'm going to show up with a smile on my face and go, hi, I'm here. I'm going to try to beat everybody and take your money, but I'm here. Let's do this. But Drew's working. He's doing our fundraiser for this year, all is going to the Pump Foundation. I mean, so again, good people all under the X2 banner doing badass stuff, and I love it. I love you guys for that stuff. So it's awesome. It's awesome. But so,
hey, I just want to throw this out there. Just, I don't know, put y'all on the spot, but
let's do it.
If anybody wants to go fishing with me, can we do a fundraiser for that?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do a day of fishing with me.
Okay.
If anybody cares about me, can just take my boat for a spin if y'all want to. Heck.
So do this. Let's hold on to that one. We'll come back and visit it again. Yeah. And because I think what we can do is build it up a lot more, and mm-hmm. and we will do, because I can get Punt like involved. I'll call the people at Punt. We'll get it like on the social and get everything involved, and we'll talk to Sean about it a little bit more and see what we can do, and let's like turn it into a big thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, and hell, I'll show up too, like, because it'll, you know, me, you, day on the boat, just go. Let's take somebody fishing, bro. Let's go have a good time.
If y'all want to come on the boat and laugh all day long, get in on this.
That's right.
I can promise you that's going to be a lot of what we're going to do.
That's right.
And we might actually catch a couple fish.
That's right.
That's besides the point.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Let's get that scared. Let's get that going.
Yeah. Let's
figure
do
out
it.
What we can do.
Oh, I love that, bro. I got some big stuff planned this year for Pump Foundation on stuff we're going to do. So that's a good one to have in the back pocket, and we'll get it planned out, and we'll get it working. I appreciate that, dude. Hey,
heck yeah.
The champ has a name. And it's Justin Hammer. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it either. Sean, what were you going to say, buddy?
I said, if you're going to put someone in a boat with you, just make sure you don't repeat what I got to experience with you in the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I broke a crankbait off in my buddy's head. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that was rough.
That's why.
To turn into an instant, take the camera, start recording YouTube content.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got a good video out of it. It was fun. Yep.
That's why he did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, we didn't, I think I caught the only – might have caught the only smallmouth that day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just trying to distract from the fact that he wasn't putting us on fish.
Yeah. Oh, bro, listen, that was rough. That was a rough day overall. And the worst part is we show up, so it's the day after the Bassmaster Classic, and I go, Cherokee, it can't be that busy. The high school national championship was practicing for the next week. Dude, there was like 400 boats in the parking lot. I was like, okay, well, it's that busy, I guess. It was rough. And then, dude, I rear back with this crankbait, and I'm talking the wind's blowing directly into my face like 15 miles an hour down this bank. I take this crankbait, dude, and I'm talking, I go, whap! And when I hit him, it made a thud like Francis Ngannou had caught him with a right hook, broke it off, and it went through his hat, through his hood, into his head. And my buddy goes, what are we going to do? And I was like, we're going to rip it out. And he goes, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, okay. I was like, get down to the bottom boat. Let's do this. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. It was really rough.
And he still pays you?
Oh, well, it wasn't Sean. It was my buddy. Sean was in the back of the boat. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, Sean wasn't.
I was in the back of the boat. I was way away from Alex.
Sean, okay, smart.
Sean was an unbiased spectator in that one, I think, or a biased spectator. I don't
remember. Yeah. I still remember that sound, though. That was
it was rough. That was rough. Hey, just so everybody knows, we hit we're past 500. We're at 535. So let's keep the train rolling because we're giving away two of these. So my next goal wants to be $750. I 100% believe that we can definitely hit that like within the next few minutes because you guys are awesome. Every dollar donation is an entry. So if everybody just like gave $20, we would hit 750 pretty quick. So go enter the giveaway for this awesome little thing because it really is cool. Like I did legitimately, again, no rah-rah bullcrap. I've been taking this thing everywhere I go. Like it's been in the truck with me every day and I just like throw it in the kayak, throw it in the boat just so if I need to charge something, I can. It's really actually awesome. Like it's badass.
Alex, you're hitting it. Everyone looking at it and going, what do I need that for? It's one of those things that you had no idea you needed until all of a sudden it's available for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly that
yeah.
cool, didn't know I need to have that type of thing that we all need to start thinking about.
Yeah, and also if you're a little bit of a weird prepper like I am, this is a great addition to all my other things that I have in the house, just in case, you know, I don't know. Crapper to hit the fan and the Russians attack. I got this so I can charge something that if I need to charge it. No, but for real, like the biggest thing I've been using it for, well, Bethany, my wife has been just killing it with it because Bethany likes to go work on the boat because she works remote so she can work on the boat. And she takes this thing and plugs an 18-inch Mac into it all day. So legitimately, it's at 77% right now. This is not a joke. Last time this was used, it was at 100% and me and Bethany spent 8 hours on the boat. And she had her 18-inch Mac plugged into it the whole entire time, and that's where it's at. So it only used like 25% of battery, which is freaking wicked. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. All right, Hamner?
Just keep rubbing it in.
I'm going to. Don't worry. I'm going to send you beautiful pictures. Hamner,
you're
going to
get the X2 600.
We need to just give him the 1200 and knock it out. Like, so he just charges his whole house with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hamner's going to be out in his driveway and send me a picture just – double birds, like, look at this, boy. Like, seven solar panels got that thing plugged in. Suck it, Rudd. Oh, that's awesome. All right, Hamner. So, actually, all right, Champ. He has a name. What do you think, buddy? Looking forward into the future, obviously, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but you're financially free. For the most part now, you don't got pressure on you. You're a Bassmaster Classic champion. You have, like, obviously nerves of steel like I've never seen any other human have. It's kind of fascinating to see. Family's taken care of. You don't got to mow grass no more. You don't got to pour concrete no more. What's next, bro? You tell me, what's next?
Anything. Literally anything. I don't know. I'm gonna ride this momentum as long as I can and enjoy every second of it. Like I can't wait.
I like just it.
Every day. It's been so much fun. That's it, bro. And just I'm truly thankful. I'm gonna keep going with it. I don't know.
I love it.
See where it takes us.
Well, I mean
I'm gonna catch some fish.
Yeah, gonna do but, that. It'd be all right.
It's like, yeah, we're gonna catch some fish.
A roll tide, amen. Dude,
just everything else is just, I have no idea, honestly, what's coming. I know it's gonna be good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even when it's not good, it's always gonna be good, bro.
Dude, from what we've gone through,
yep,
can't be too bad.
So, if you don't care, tell me a little bit about it, bro. Like, what? Share as much as you want or as little as you want, but tell me about what have you gone through, bro? Because we all go through stuff. And last time you were on here, we got to, you know, talk a little bit about the mental side of things and mental health and all that. And I think it's a good conversation for people to have because us as guys, again, we sit around, we don't talk about our feelings, but sometimes we got to. So tell me what Justin Hamner's gone through to get where he's at, because I think experiences that men have is what forms the man ultimately. It's what makes you the person that you are. And trials and tribulations and going through things and having hard times makes you into a tough human. So tell me, if you don't care, tell me a little bit about what you've been through and like what have you learned from that you can give to another man or a boy watching this that goes, man, I want to be a classic champion or just anybody out there striving to do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has been my dream. Like there hasn't been a plan B. Like everything I did leading up to this, it was all for getting to this stage. Like I knew I wanted to be a professional bass fisherman. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I graduated high school, it was go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't go to college. I went to work. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, ended up different jobs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Got a job at the University of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Good job. Like, great job. Mm-hmm. Good insurance, benefits, all this stuff. And for me to actually pursue my dream, like, really the reason I went to that job was because at the time we had like ton of time off. Mm-hmm. I could take off like a lot. So I was like, okay, I can fish, you know, the opens this way. Mm-hmm. Well, they changed that on me like quick.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to figure it out. I was like, the only option is I got to leave this job. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. My wife was like, okay, what are you waiting on? You know, she's all for it.
I'm
like,
awesome, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
roll tide.
Yeah, roll tide. Well, at the time she was pregnant, you know, with our first kid.
Yeah. And, yeah, because you always, you know, just knock out the kid right in the middle of the big job change and trying to chase after professional fishing, bro.
So this is how perfectly we timed this out.
Yeah.
I stayed at the university until she was born. And that was my last week because I used that insurance to pay for that.
There it is.
To cover the pregnancy.
That's it.
Like, that was my last week.
Hell yeah.
And, dude, after that, it was, you know, like I said, fishing opens, but I was pouring concrete from like 4 o'clock, whatever in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Leave that immediately. That's when I started doing my lawn care business. Just mm-hmm. started, and it was just me. Like, mm-hmm. I was weed eater, edger, blower, mower, everything.
Yep.
And I mean, I was literally every day working from daylight till dark.
Yep.
And first and foremost, I mean, we're paying the bills. Yep. Like, that's the most important thing in my life is mm-hmm. is them. Mm-hmm. And every little bit I had, you know, going towards the opens. Mm-hmm. Zero sponsorship, mm-hmm. nothing like that. That's how I paid for it. And honestly, like those first three or whatever, four, I don't remember how many it was, but like made a check in like every one of them. It's like, okay, perfect. Pay for the next one. Pay mm-hmm. for the next one. And I got to the James River, and that was the hardest time for me because like I barely missed the cut. Mm. And on the way home, like, I didn't know how I was going to get home. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have money. Like, it just didn't have money. And I filled up my truck. It's like, I'm pretty sure I can make it home off of this. But that was it. It's like, hopefully I can get close and get a buddy to come get me or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, but dude, I was sitting there like literally digging under like the mats and the seat of my truck trying to find change just to buy a cheeseburger. Like, I remember clear today, I was sitting there at McDonald's, like literally just tearing through my truck just to find some freaking change. And, dude, that sucked.
Yeah.
Like, that sucked bad.
Yeah.
My wife, like, she never hesitated. And then I end up, like, I missed qualifying for the elites that year. I was the first one out. Mm. Like, just barely missed it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that sucked too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously the next year, same thing, two jobs going through it, qualified that year, you know, and my first year out there, I mean, I had very little sponsorship, you know, it's 45 grand.
Yeah. I was about to say that 45 grand comes a knocking and it's like, what are we going to do here?
All the sponsors ain't beating down your doors for some little scrawny kid from Alabama that they ain't never heard of. Because, I mean, I didn't.
Hey, but real quick, hold on. The champion has a name. It's Justin Hamner, ladies and gentlemen. Now they know his name. Go on, Hamner. I'm sorry. There it is. One more time for you.
There you go. But, I mean, you know, it's not easy for anybody, I'm sure. That's what's so cool to me about this sport. Everybody has a different way to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, two jobs to pay for it, if that's what you got to do, go do it.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Yep.
Like, that's the only thing I can say is consistent in everybody that's qualified for Elite Series is work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it's going to be different, but I think that's why you see me smiling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much hard work I put into this. Mm-hmm. And if you see me not smiling, something's wrong, because I'm living my dang dream.
Love it, buddy.
That's it.
Dude, God dang, I love it so much, bro. I love that. Like, and I'll be honest, like, that makes me so happy, because that's all I want for people. Like, I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed just like you. I get to live my dream. I wake up every single morning excited to get out of the bed. Like, and there's a lot of people who don't get that. You know what I mean? And like, I just love to see when somebody's that happy. Cause like, dude, like, it's truly like, I know when you say like, it's your dream to be a professional fisherman, like, bro, I can see it. Like, it's not, it's, there's nothing on your face that hides the fact that you're yeah. like, every time you say it, you just like, I can just, them teeth come out. It's just like, there time. It is again. It's just like, it's yep. like, you know what I mean? I love that, dude. And that's just, that's epic. And
I don't want anybody to take that as like, I regret anything.
No, yeah.
Or that I wasn't happy during then. Like, it sucked and it was hard. But dude, I like, it wasn't slowing me down. Like,
so
it was just part of it at the time.
So was there ever option B, or was it burn the boats?
I don't know. It was never an option B.
It was just, you're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I was going to do it no matter what, until it got to the point that, like, I literally didn't see a way I could provide for my family.
Yeah.
Like, even as broke as I was then trying to find cheap, as soon as I got back home, I got my daggum, you know, got my lawn care stuff, and I'm hitting the road.
You're making
cutting
money.
Grass yeah. and making cash. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it was ever come to the point where I really thought that, you know, I couldn't support my family, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that's it, dude. I mean, and I think, if I can give anybody a piece of advice, my option was, I burned the boats, bro. And I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but it's a saying from, you know, the Roman time. And it's what happens when they would pull up on the shore to go to battle. They would burn the boats so there was no option B. There's no escaping. And so that, for me, I was in the same thing. As like, when I figured out that I could make money doing this, and like making videos and taking pictures and get to go fishing and like do exactly like we talked about it last time, Hamner, like your heroes were, you know, like Rick Klun and those dudes. My heroes were like Steve Irwin. And so I was like, I want to make bass fishing Steve Irwin videos. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, you know, stupid as that sounds, that's what Alex wanted to do. You know what I mean? And it's like, when I found that out, like, there was nothing in God himself would have had to say, Alex, stop, you're not going to do this. But instead, every door kept getting open, and everything that had to happen happened. And we went through the hard times, we went through the easy times, we went through the good times, we went through the horrible times. But no matter what, there was no option B. Like, there was no going back and getting on the boat and going back to, you know, whatever I was doing before. It's like, I always was marching forward. And if it took 100 hours a week, you know, because being a teacher and then doing YouTube on the side, like I said, first time I ever talked to X2, I was eating pizza at 6 o'clock at night, because that's what had to happen. Like, that's that what had to happen that day to make that happen. Like, that's what it took. And I mean, I think the piece of advice that I could give to anybody is, like, obviously Hamner, and I hear you say this, and I think this is a super important, my main priority, I don't have kids yet, will one day, but you know, my main priority was Bethany, and I had to take care of her first. Bills had to be paid at the house. Everything had to be done, and I had to take care of my family first. Hamner, you did the same exact thing. If your family was taken care of, well, then everything else was, we can go do this. And whatever the struggle looks like, whether the struggle looks like, and I mean, that would be my piece of advice, is take care of your responsibilities first, especially if you're married, especially if you have kids, take care of them first. But then also be a savage. Like, when it's time to go, when it's time to work, when it's time to put in the hours, when it's time to go fishing. If you're, dude, mow, if you're mowing yards and pour concrete, mow yards and pour concrete with just as much intensity as you would going out there trying to take money from people bass fishing. Or if your dream is to be a motocross rider or a MMA fighter or a football player or whatever it is, dude, go at everything with as much intensity as you do with what you love. And I can promise you what you love will one day become your job. And I mean, send it, son. Send it real hard.
Send it.
Send it. Send it. No, we need to change the shirt. McDonald's, possum, no hospitals. Send it. Roll Tide.
If we don't make these t-shirts, I'll be
I'm mad. No, we're getting this planned out. Like Monday morning, yeah. I'm getting both of y'all on a group text. We're getting this shirt done. We're going to have them done by next week. Even if we just make them for us, we're rolling with it.
Yeah, I love it.
Sean, I want to ask you, buddy, because you're still sitting there quiet, yep. And this has kind of turned into the Justin Hamner show because, I don't know, he won some stupid trophy or something. Yep. I don't know what it was. What advice do you have? I mean, you're a man with a family. You're a awesome professional. I love working with you. You're one of the coolest dudes I know, and you make working with X2 awesome, and you've made X2 an awesome brand. And a lot of it's been on your back and work that you've done. What advice do you have to people out there doing, you know, because there's people who have passion to do, like, you love your job, bro. Like, you talk about batteries all the time. You're like, when you talk about batteries, you get as geeked as we get geeked about fishing.
I get dorky.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So tell me, like, what advice do you have, man?
You know, I think you're hitting the same thing. I just try to go every day and just, if you got passion for something and you care, you'll be successful.
Yeah.
Right. I was just talking to someone on my team the other day and just said, I can't teach you how to care. I can't teach you how to have passion. But if you have that, I can teach you everything else. Right. So that's, you know, if I'm not passionate about what I'm doing with X2 here, you know, that's not going to work.
Yep.
And the same thing with you, with everything you got going on, Alex, and the champ over here, you know, everything he's doing. If you got passion, if you got, you know, commitment and you care, big things can happen.
That's right. That's right.
If you can't tell by just like the X2 team that you've built, I don't know if I'm just going to say you built it. Dude, like that's what to me is so cool. Like the people that are, you know, you got representing your brand.
Well, yeah, that was
X2. It is awesome.
That was probably the coolest thing jumping in this whole thing was the first couple folks that I got introduced to through some great contacts, you know, that helped us along the way, you know, just saying that's a great human being. Like that is, I don't care about the followers. I don't care about, you know, the pay them X dollars to go do a post type of deal. That's not what we want. We want great people. And yeah, you know, Justin, that's literally the Coosa River thing. When you and I finally got like some real good conversation, we're like, there's something there. This is a great person who's got a passion for what they're doing. Let's just continue to see how big we can go with them. And that's what I'm most proud of with all this X2 stuff is just amazing team, amazing people. And it's really cool when people ask to be part of it because they see that group of people and we're at that stage.
They know that this group of people isn't just going to be working with a bunch of folks that is hard to deal with or, you know, not people that we don't enjoy working with like that. That's what, I don't know. We enjoy it. And obviously the product speaks for itself,
yep.
But it's,
well, that's the easy part. It's product's cool. The easy part. Cause it works. Exactly. Like that's like, whatever
it,
like,
works. Yeah. Yep.
It works. And when stuff works, like us as fishermen, that's the one thing about anglers that you'll figure out that it doesn't matter who they're sponsored by. If stuff works, they use it. And there's a reason that, like, I can't, how many posts have I sent you, Sean, where it's some other pro not sponsored by X2, but there's a blue top in there starting that boat. And it's because that blue top never doesn't not work the way that it should. And then two, you also got a bunch of savages on the team, like me and the champ here, you know, cause the champ has a name. It's Justin Hamner. Roll Tide. Amen. There it is. One more time. Yep. Possum. Oh, possum. Justin, the champ who has a name, possum, Hamner, hammer time. The whole life, dude. You're gonna have like this many.
It's gonna be a big shirt.
That's right. That's right. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, listen, boys. Let's. Bethany's like popped herself in here, which makes me think she has a chicken. Why do you have chickens in the house? Let me.
I'm about to come over there and eat that chicken.
No, this
I'm hungry.
This one's still little. Listen, dude, if you want some eggs, I'm getting six a day. Come over here. We'll cook you eggs and everything else. Just don't eat the chickens. God love her. I'm bringing Bethany in. There's Bethany with a chicken. Why do you have a chicken in my house again? You're silenced. I can't hear you. Look at her.
Don't make fun of me. I said she's just a baby.
She is just a baby. Listen.
That's chicken nuggets.
Bro, listen, I have got the sourdough cooking, bread making, chicken raising woman in here. She's awesome. I love my wife because she sets up until 10:39 on a Friday night and does this with us. But this is what I deal with on a daily basis. It's the greatest thing ever. All the boys out there looking for a good wife, get one that likes chickens and baking bread, and one like Hamner's wife as well, who goes, yeah, go fish the opens until you make it, and because I know one day we'll win the Bassmaster Classic and make us all rich, and yeah, stuff like that. But anyway, honey, what do we got going on here? How much money have we raised?
We have $660.
$660. All right. Well, I wanted to hit 750, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make up the difference there. I'm going to go ahead and just round that out to 750. We'll make the donation and make sure it's a $750 donation. But let's do the 655 people that we got in here and give away a couple X2 power stations. How does that sound? Good? Good?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to everybody. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. That's what I wanted, Hamner. Champion has a name. It's Justin Hamner. Roll Tide. I'm telling you, we're getting a t-shirt made too. Possum on it. I'm going to get a possum on the back and say the champion has a name. That would be a good t-shirt.
That would be a good t-shirt.
Just a possum and the champion has a name. That would be an excellent, with a little Bassmaster Classic trophy sitting right next to the possum.
Just a little bitty one.
Just a little bitty one. Like big old possum, the champion has a name, little bitty classic trophy sitting right next to it. And then in somewhere we need to put Hamner's face of him just cheesing on the t-shirt, just like. Like, put on the inside tag or something. Just that picture of him where he's got that classic trooper over his head and he's going, oh, yes. God. All right, so here's how we do this. We're going to pick two winners. So we're going to pick a number between one and then what was the number that we raised? Hold on, Bethany's must have got more donations.
I muted myself.
Okay.
660.
660, not 666. Okay, no, 660. That's good. I was about to say somebody donated a dollar. So, Hamner, give me a number between 1 and 660, buddy.
137.
I like it. That's good. Champion has a name. It's Justin Hamner. Roll Tide.
Please see me.
I'm getting there.
Please see me. Come on. I want one of them things. I feel like this is my only chance.
Hamner's power station is going to be like his appearances on my podcast. Hey, man, I'll get you on a podcast here eventually. 2.5 years later, we finally get him on there.
Now you won't leave me alone.
Listen, don't you big show me. I told you last time you were here, don't you big show my ass when you win something. Listen, I'm too fancy for Alex Rudd now.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew Spies.
Matthew Spies. Congratulations, buddy. Listen, email me alexrudfishing@gmail.com, full name, address, social security number, and blood type, and I'll get it over to Sean, and he will send out your X2 power station. Sean,
we'll get out
a number.
Pick a number between 100 or 1 and 660.
532.
Oh, I love that number. That's a good number.
532. Kyle Jones.
Kyle Jones. Same thing, buddy. I need full name, address, blood type, social security number, and the last four of your main primary
routing
checking
number.
Account. Yeah, I need your routing number. I'm just kidding. I need full name and address, alexrefishing@gmail.com. Sean, thank you. X2, thank you. This is awesome. Hamner, thank you, because we're going to do a fishing trip next time we do this. So I'll get that all figured out. We'll do like a big live. We'll just have a bunch of people in here, and we'll just have us a good old time. And grand prize will be going fishing with the champion who has a name, Mr. Justin Hamner. And he'll teach you how to fish a Vision 110 in Matt Shad. He didn't say that. What? I did. Nope. What are you talking about? It's a Yozuri. Anyway,
Roll Tide.
There it is. Champion has a name. Listen, boys, I appreciate you guys. I really do. I had fun tonight. Hopefully you guys had fun. Hopefully, Justin, I didn't ask you the same 20 questions everybody else asked you. Did I, or did we kind of break the mold here a little bit?
We got a little weird.
I like it.
It was good.
Naked pillow fighting sounds fun, though.
That's probably not one you have.
No, that was the third time I've been asked that exact question.
Really? Really? So it needs to happen.
All of them by Bailey.
Yeah. Bailey, three different live streams showed up and said, "Hey, Hamner, so naked pillow fighting, who's going to win?"
Yeah. Every podcast I get on, Bailey asks the same thing.
Yeah, well.
So.
Bailey, that'll be on Hamner's OnlyFans later on tonight. It's a $500 to buy that one though. But I'm already in line. He's only selling three, and I'm in Q1 to get it, so I can't wait to see it. But anyway, So did you have a good time, Justin?
I had a great time.
Sean, did you have a good time, buddy?
As always.
Absolutely.
Good. All right, Justin, here's what I want you to do, man. Because here's what happened.
Email address, blood type,
routing number.
All right, routing number
for the account that you put the $300,000 in specifically.
Started my, girls' college fund. Okay. Put the rest on black.
Okay. Well, okay. There you go. It didn't go good. Didn't go good. Yeah. No.
At least got a college fund out of it.
That's good. Yeah. Next time there's a good UFC card, I'll invite you over to the house. I'll give you all my picks because they're always wrong. And we'll take some of that money and go see if we can win it, and we'll lose it all, and it'll be great, and we'll just have a good time. How about that?
Perfect.
I like it. All right. So here's what I need you to do, because last time you were here. Right before we left, literally the last 5 minutes of the show, you said, "I'm going to go win a Bassmaster Classic." You went and won a Bassmaster Classic. What are you going to go do next?
I'm going to go catch some fish and have fun.
That's
what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to have this big old smile on my face the entire time.
I like it. Dude, that's the best answer you could have given, bro. I love that. You're a good dude. You're a great human, Justin Hamner. I'll say it again. I am proud of you and proud for you for winning the Bassmaster Classic. Nobody deserves it more than you do, and you're probably one of the best champions that we're gonna have ever to hoist that trophy up over your head. And so, dude, I'm
that's a stretch, but I really do appreciate it.
Dude, I'm serious about that. I really am. I mean, there's been some greats. There's been dudes who've done it multiple times, but people who truly, truly deserve it. Each person deserves it, but you, my friend, truly deserved it, and you're an awesome human for winning it. So you're the dude.
Thank you.
You're the dude, man. The champion has a name. It's Justin Hamner. Sean,
yep.
I love you too, man. You're awesome. You're a good human. You helped me do my life, which is cool, and you also helped me to raise money for things that I believe in, which is cool, and you're also just really
glad to
awesome.
Be part of it all.
Say what?
Glad to be a part of it all.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad you're here. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of that mess. As always, you guys are sweet, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.